إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge from Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. We seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharral umur muhdathatuha. And the most evil of affairs, the most dangerous affairs, are those matters which people have introduced and innovated into Islam. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. Wa kulla bid'atin dalala. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a correct word. Allah will rectify for you your affairs and forgive for you your sins. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger has achieved the great success. Ibadallah, mahabbatan nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aslum min usuli i'tiqadi ahli sunnati wal jama'ah. Is a foundation, a core principle from the principles of Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah. In fact, a Muslim cannot be a Muslim unless he loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah Jalla fil Ula, He connected the love of His Prophet to His love, and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to His obedience. And more than this, Allah connected the disobedience of His Messenger as being disobedience to Him. And disbelieving in the Messenger is a disbelief in Allah. So whoever shows obedience to Allah and does not show obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then his obedience of Allah is not accepted. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, and he was Khadimun Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for over 10 years in Medina. And he said, he narrated a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. The three characteristics. If a person fulfills these three characteristics, he will find inside him the sweetness and the delight of al-Iman. Firstly, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. That Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to a person than anybody else besides them. And secondly, وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَةِ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. That a person loves another person, but only loves him for the sake of Allah. And the third, وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ. That a person, after being guided to Islam, he hates and detests going back to kufr, just as he would hate being thrown into the fire. So these three characteristics, whoever fulfills them, whoever strives for them, whoever finds them in his heart, will find also in his heart the sweetness and the delight of al-Iman, of true Iman. And the first of these three matters that Anas radiallahu anhu narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is for a person to love Allah and His Messenger more than anybody else. Meaning a person gives precedence to the love of Allah and His Messenger over him loving himself, and more than his children, more than his brothers and sisters, more than his family, more than his wealth, more than his relatives, in fact the rest of mankind. That Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam have to be more beloved to a person than anybody else from mankind. And why should a person have this amount of love for Allah and His Messenger? Why should a person give precedence to Allah and His Messenger? Firstly, because a person knows that Allah is his Rabb. Allah is his Lord. And Allah is his Malik, the one who controls his affairs. Al-Mutasarrifu Fee. Allah is the one who disposes of his affairs. And for this reason, a person has to love Allah with all of his heart, more than the love of anybody else. لا شريك له في ذلك. And there should be no other partner when it comes to this. Meaning, naturally, we love our families, we love our mothers, we love wealth, we love our house, for example. This is natural. But nothing is ever equal to the love of Allah. And nothing is given more precedence to the love of Allah and His Messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He compared between the people of Tawheed and the people of Ash-Shirk. He said regarding the people of Shirk, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. That from amongst the people are those who have taken deities to be their gods. They love them equal to their love of Allah. And then Allah mentioned regarding the people of At-Tawheed, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. As for the people of Iman, then they are more pure in their love of Allah. And if a person loves Allah, then he has to also love the worship of Allah. فَيُحِبُّ الصَّلَاةَ وَالصَّوْمَ وَالصَّدَقَةَ. So a person loves the salah, and a person loves a sawm, and a person loves a sadaqah. وَيُحِبُّ الذِّكْرَ وَالدُّعَاءَ وَقَرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. And if a person loves Allah, then he loves his dhikr, and he loves dua to him, and he loves the recitation of the Qur'an. وَيُحِبُّ جَمِيعُ الطَّاعَاتِ. And a person loves every act of obedience. And therefore, because of this love of Allah, a person is consistent upon prayers, upon dhikr, upon the recitation of the Qur'an, upon dua, and so on and so forth. And also, man yuhibbu Allah, whoever loves Allah, yuhibbu kulla man ahabbahu Allah. He loves everybody who Allah loves. Whoever loves Allah has to also love every single individual who Allah loves. So those who love Allah, they love the Sahaba. Why do they love the Sahaba? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the Sahaba. They love Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. They love the Awliya. They love the people of At-Tawheed. And all of this is an indicator of your love of Allah. Also, we mentioned loving Allah and His Messenger. And why do we love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Why do we give precedence to the statement of the Prophet above anybody else? Because a believer, he knows that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah sent him to the rest of the ummah. And because of the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He saved us from the fire through the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنَّ مِن نِعْمِ اللَّهِ الْعُظْمَى. So from the great blessings of Allah, وَمِنَنِهِ الْكُبْرَى. And from the things which Allah has bestowed upon us, أَنْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. That Allah has sent to us, to the Ummah, a messenger. أَمِينًا نَاصِحًا مُشْفِقًا. And he was somebody who was trustworthy, somebody who was sincere in his advice, somebody who was compassionate towards the rest of the Ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him, and he preferred him, so he can be a messenger to the Ummah, so he can be bashiran wa nadhira, somebody who gives glad tidings, and somebody who also gives the warnings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sharaha lahu sadra. Allah opened the heart of the messenger. Wa rafa'a dhikra. And Allah made high the mention of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ja'ala dhilla wa sighara ala man khalafa amra. And Allah humiliated and belittled those people who opposed the sunnah and the affair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ba'athahu subhanahu wa ta'ala bayna yaday as-sa'ah. And Allah sent the messenger as a sign for the coming of the hour. Bashiran wa nadhiran wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'idhnihi wa sarajin munira. And Allah sent him as somebody who gave glad tidings of paradise, and somebody who warned against the punishment. Da'i ila Allah, as a messenger who would call to Allah, a shining bright lamp showing the people guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil mahajjatil bayda. He sent the Prophet with a clear path, a clear white path. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, taraktukum ala al bayda. I have left you upon this clear white path. Layluha kanahariha. Its night is clear as its day. La yuzighu anha illa halik. And nobody deviates from this clear white path, i.e. of Islam and Iman and Tawheed and Sunnah, whoever deviates from this path, illa halik, except he will be destroyed. And for this reason, we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with all of our hearts. And our love of Allah and His Messenger is given precedence to the love of anything and anybody else. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, Khadimun Nabi, the maid of the Prophet or the servant of the Prophet, he narrates in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim that one day a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulallah, mata sa'a. He said, O Messenger of Allah, when is the hour? And the Prophet, because he did not know the answer, because this is ilmul ghaib, he said, Ma a'adatta laha. What have you prepared for the coming of the hour? So never mind when the hour will come, but what have you prepared for the coming of the hour? And the man, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, مَا أَعْدَدْتُ لَهَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّوْمِ وَالصَّدَقَةِ. Now for the coming of the hour, I haven't prepared a lot of prayers, meaning nawafil prayers, or a lot of fasting, or a lot of sadaqah. And then he said, وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهِ. But I love Allah and I love His Messenger. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to him, Anta ma'a man ahbabt, that you will be with the one who you have loved. So this man, he had not prepared much in terms of salawat, or siyam, or sadaqah. But because of his love of Allah and His Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave him the glad tiding. He said, Anta ma'a man ahbabt. That if this is the case, and you love Allah and His Messenger truthfully, then you will be with those who you love. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, regarding the Sahaba, he says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا فَرِحْنَا بِشَيْءٍ كَفَرْحِنَا بِقَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Then Anas said, by Allah, we rejoiced or became happy and nothing more then the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you will be with those who you love. And then Anas radiallahu anhu said, he said, فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, so I love the Messenger of Allah. وَأُحِبُّ أَبَا بَكَرْ. And I love Abu Bakr. وَأُحِبُّ عُمَرْ. And I love Umar. وَإِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَنَكُونَ مَعَهُمْ بِحُبِّ لَهُمْ. And I hope that I will be with them due to my love for them. وَإِن لَمْ أَعْمَلْ مِثْلَ عَمَلِهِمْ. Even though I have not done the actions which they used to do. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَلَدِهِ وَوَالِدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. That none of you truly has iman until I am more beloved to him than his son, his father, and the rest of the people. And loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it has certain indicators. The indicators or the signs of loving the Prophet is ittiba'uhu, is following his sunnah. Wa ta'atuhu, and showing obedience to him. Wal 'amalu bi kulli ma amarahu bih, and implementing every single thing which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered with. And this is the true love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that a person takes him as his role model. And for this reason Allah said in the Quran, laqad kana lakum fi rasulillah uswatun hasana. There is for you in the Messenger of Allah a good role model. And also, if a person truly loves the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he hates opposing him, and he hates disobedience to Allah and his Messenger, and he hates exceeding the sunnah of the Prophet or opposing the sunnah of the Prophet, and he hates everything which is against the sunnah of the Prophet. Meaning, any action which is attributed to Islam, which was not there at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then due to our love of the Prophet, then we have to hate this action. And this is the reality of the love of Allah and His Messenger. And my brothers and sisters, this is something that unfortunately many of the Muslims do not pay attention to. That muhabbat al-Nabi, loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it isn't merely a claim. Neither is it celebrations and festivals. Or nor is it merely text messages that we send to each other one day in a year. Rather, loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is ittiba'u sunnah, is following his sunnah, implementing his sunnah in our lives, and giving precedence to his statement over the statement of everybody else. And those people who love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the most are those from whom you can see they are implementing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who are the most distance from the innovations, all of the newly innovated actions which have come into Islam, the people who are the furthest away from them and closest to the sunnah, they are the most loving of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And a person can only love the Prophet if he makes tahqiq shahadat anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. If a person actualizes and implements the shahada that there is no prophet, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And this is by four things. So if you want to fulfill shahadat anna Muhammadan Abdullah wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there's four things that you have to fulfill. Firstly, tasdiquhu fima akhbar. That everything which the Prophet has told us about, you have to affirm it with absolute certainty. So anything which the Prophet told us about from the previous stories and the previous information, we have to believe it. Anything that he told us about, those things which we do not know, like al-barzakh and the life in the grave and Jannah and the fire, then we have to believe in it. Everything which is told us about in the future, like the signs of the hour and the coming of the Dajjal and the coming of the Mahdi and the descent of Isa alayhi salam and all of the signs of the hour, we have to believe in it. So this is the first thing we have to fulfill. Secondly, ta'atuhu fima amar. That you have to show obedience to the Prophet in everything which he has commanded and obligated. Thirdly, wajtinabu ma naha anhu wa zajar. That we stay away from everything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us to stay away from. And fourthly, wa alla yu'bad Allah illa bima shara. That a person should only worship Allah in the way which his messenger has legislated. Whoever does this, whoever fulfills these affairs, and he shows obedience to the messenger of Allah, then for him is the glad tiding that Allah loves him. And for him is the glad tiding of the forgiveness of Allah. And Allah said in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to those people who are claiming to love the Prophet, that if you truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me, follow my sunnah. If you do this, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and more than this, Allah will forgive you for you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and Allah is the all-forgiving and the most merciful. This ayah, in which Allah tells us that the indicator of your love of Allah and His messengers, you following His sunnah, this is called ayatul imtihan. The mufassirun, they called it ayatul imtihan. The ayah in which Allah tests the love of the people towards Allah and His messenger. And Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir rahimullah in his tafsir, he said, هذه الآية الكريمة, that this noble ayah, حاكمة على كل من ادعى محبة الله. This noble ayah, in which Allah tells the people, if you truly love Allah, if you claim to love Allah, follow the sunnah of His Prophet, this is like a judge upon every single person who claims to love the love Allah. وليس على الطريقة المحمدية. And this person who claims to love Allah, but he isn't upon the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَإِنَّهُ كَاذِبٌ فِيمَا دَعْوَى, then he is lying in that which he is claiming. So a person who claims محبت الله ومحبت الرسول, loving Allah and loving the messenger, وَلَا يُطِيعُهُمَا, and he does not show obedience to them, and he does not follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this ayah is like a judge upon that person. إِنَّهُ كَاذِبٌ عَلَى مَا دَعَى, that he is lying in that which he has claimed. حَتَّى يَتَّبِعَ الشَّرْعَ الْمُحَمَّدِي, until a person comes back, follows the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَالدِّينَ النَّبَوِي, and he follows the religion of the Prophet, فِي جَمِيعِ أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ, in every statement, in every action, until he goes back to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Only then does this ayah affirm and accept your love of Allah and His Messenger. So this ayah and the hadith, many hadith show us that whatever was done at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as an act of worship, it will be accepted. And anything which was introduced into Islam, which was not done at that time, then it will be rejected. And therefore, it isn't allowed for a person with the excuse of loving Allah and His Messenger to introduce and innovate into Islam any statement, any action, any day, any Eid, any festival, and then say that this is from Al-Islam. And Al-Imam Malik rahimullah, he said, مَنْ ابْتَدَعَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ بِدْعَةً يَرَاهَا حَسَنًا, that whoever innovates into Islam an action, whoever introduces an action into Islam and he considers it to be something which is good, فَقَدْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ قَدْ خَانَ الرِّسَالَةِ, then he has claimed, it's as if he has claimed that the messenger was treacherous towards the message. It's as if a person is claiming that the Prophet did not fulfill the religion, Allah did not perfect the religion which is the coming of the Prophet, and therefore we have to now bring new actions. and attribute them to Islam. We have to bring new days, new Eids, new festivals, and attribute it to Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. On this day, I have perfected for you your religion. What is the meaning of akmaltu lakum deenakum? Perfected for you your religion. Meaning that there can be nothing added to it anymore. Because after perfection, there's nothing else which is left. Anything after perfection is imperfection. So anything which a person innovates or introduces into Islam, even if it is the celebration of a day with the intention of loving Allah and His Messenger, then it is something which is not correct. And so as I mentioned, a person has to return to these four things when it comes to Shahadat Anna Muhammadan Abdullahi wa Rasuluh. Believing and affirming everything which the Prophet said. Doing everything which the Prophet ordered us to do. Staying away from everything which he warned us against. And only worshipping Allah in the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to worship him. So our dhikr has to be according to the way of the Prophet and his companions. And our salah and our dua and our da'wah has to be according to the way of the Prophet and his companions. And our festivals and our a'yad, our Eid, have to be those festivals and those celebrations which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam legislated for us. And every single Jum'ah, we mentioned the sermon of the Prophet, he used to say, فَإِنَّ شَرُّ الْعُمُورِ الْمُحْدَثَاتِ, that the most evil of affairs are those newly innovated matters, even if a person intends goodness by them. As you know, brothers, in this month, Rabi'ul Awwal, unfortunately, some of the Muslims, they, due to their ignorance, and may Allah guide them, they have innovated or specified a day which was not ever known in the first 400 years of Al-Islam. And they say that this is celebrating the Mawlid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as I said, this day it was not celebrated by the Prophet himself, nor any one of the companions, nor the imams of the tabi'een, nor the atba' al-tabi'een. In history, Mawlid al-Nabawi only came about after 400 years of Al-Islam, meaning after the passing away of the best of the generations and the greatest of the imams and the greatest of the companions, then this action was introduced. And it was introduced by Banu Ubaid al-Qaddah. And they were called the Ubaidiyun or the Fatimiyun. They just called themselves the Fatimiyun. And who were they? They were Shia Bataniya. So it was the Shia al-Bataniya from Banu Ubaid al-Qaddah who after 400 years of Islam, they introduced this innovation. And those who were the most loving of the Prophet, Abu Bakr, Umar, the rest of the companions, alayhim ridwanullah ajma'in. And then the great imams, al-Imam Abu Hanifa, wa Malik, wa Shafi, wa Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And then those who came after them from the tabi'in and the atba' tabi'in, it has never been narrated that they specified this day. In fact, in the seerah or in the lives of the companions, it was not known. Neither was it ever mentioned. It was not something which was recorded. Nobody came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to verify the day in which he died. So our religion isn't a religion of deaths and anniversaries and celebrations. Rather, our religion is loving Allah and His Messenger through following His, the Sunnah of His Messenger. And as I mentioned, a person who truly loves the Messenger of Allah is the person who is the farthest away from the innovations. Just as we love Tawheed, we hate Shirk. And just as we love the Sunnah, we have to also hate the innovations. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأشكره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, the Muslim who is truthful in his love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the one who is firm in following the Sunnah and staying away from the innovations. And a person should not be deceived or fooled by anybody else, or deceived or fooled by any sheikh or any person who comes and then mentions a matter which is not from the sunnah of the Prophet. Even if the majority of the people are doing something, then this is not an evidence for something to be done. And nowadays, we know that many amongst the people, and even those who claim knowledge, they are exonerating innovations generally, and from amongst this innovation is specifying this day. So whoever stays away from this innovation and holds firm to the sunnah, he is the one who will be successful. And he is the one who truly loves Allah and His Messenger, even if the people oppose him. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin wa adhill al-shirka wa al-mushrikeen wa dammir a'da'ika a'da' al-deen. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-deen wa akhdul man khadal al-deen. Allahumma ansur ahl al-sunnati fi kulli makan wa dammir a'da'ihim a'da' al-deen. Allahumma aslih ahwal al-Muslimin. Allahumma aslih ahwal al-Muslimin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-ikhlas في القول والعمل. اللهم أحينا مسلمين وتوفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك الإيمان صادقا ويقينا راسخا وتوبة نصوحا. أقم الصلاة.